This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. The floor is yours.
Well, we know the take spring training stats with a boulder of salt. And heading into today, Grayson Rodriguez, Eflin, Sugano, Kramer, and Morton combined for 15 2/3 innings, 3 earned runs. But then, of course, Grayson Rodriguez went out today and did not look like Grayson Rodriguez. The velocity was way down. His fastball averaged out at 93.2 miles per hour compared to his year-long average last year at 96.1. He gave up a double on a four-seamer in which he threw it 89.5 miles per hour.
By design,
that Christian Vasquez hit a double off the wall. Now, Grayson,
that's exactly what Grayson wanted to happen then.
Yes. Grayson,
that's what spring training is for.
This, according to Rock Cabaco, Grayson Rodriguez said that he felt sluggish, couldn't get behind the ball, even in the pen, lower velocity, again by design, like you were saying, Jason. He will let it eat later. Said it wasn't physical or mechanical, just one of those days, and that he would fight through it in a regular season game. Now, the spring training game just ended. O's beat the Twins 5-2.
Damn right they did, Bone.
We should expect Brandon Hyde. I think
the skipper made it there by the seventh inning stretch. That's all that really matters.
Brandon Hyde made it to the game an hour late. We'll hear from Brandon Hyde giving an update on
why he was late.
Once they catch him up to speed, I'll have an update for us.
And to be fair, we're not going to actually hear the sound. We will read you the sound.
No, that would
we won't read you the sound.
That would require someone down there
to read you the quotes.
Standing next to the skipper while he does it, recording it, and then uploading it to a website of some sort for the media. That would be the heavy lifting required in that.
But prior to this news going down, I wanted to compare last year's starting rotation stats and sort of project this rotation, the Grayson, whatever the heck you want to call it, withstanding. But you look back at last year, and I was a little surprised even thinking of it. Corbin Burns led them in starts with 32, hit the post every single time. Then you had Dean Kramer and Big Al at 24 starts each.
Big Al, 24 starts.
The guys that tied for fourth to round out the five, Cole Irvin with 16 starts. And Cade Povich with 16
Slim.
Starts. Now, 13 different pitchers ended up starting a game for the Orioles last year. And we've gone over the bullpen numbers, and we know that they weren't all that good. But part of that was masked because this starting rotation was able to eat innings. They were sixth in the majors in innings pitched, fifth in ERA. Now, I don't see them eating as many innings as they did last year when you consider Grayson, we know the injury history there, and Sugano, how many innings is he going to eat? But I guess the question would be, they don't have that top of the rotation guy, but as a whole, can they come close to providing what they were able to provide last year, where they were dealt with a lot of injuries? But heck, I don't even know anymore with this Grayson thing, because he's saying he's not hurt, but I'm still skeptical.
Well, I don't
call him a liar, Bunk.
I don't.
I'm not
think.
Calling him a truther.
I'm going to go on a limb and say the bullpen pitches more innings this year than last year.
But I think the bullpen's going to be
somewhat significantly. Yeah, it should be. I mean, it better be. I thought the way they put this thing together, obviously, I'm on record, gave me significant pause. And the ability to manage a Grayson Rodriguez through a full major league season for the first time, because it's never happened, gave me pause. And Eflin towards the end of last year, and even just how they handled him in the playoffs, gave me pause.
He had an IL stint with the O's.
Charlie Morton at age 41 gives me pause, as much of a horse as he's been. And Sagano, everything that he's got to pick up on the fly and coming over this late in his career, gives me pause.
By the way, you want some more pause? Brandon High meeting with the media. Gunnar Henderson has a mild right intercostal strain.
Mm.
Hyde says he's, quote, very, very hopeful that Henderson will be on the opening day roster.
Ha!
Guess what?
That's ominous.
I'm not.
That's a little ominous.
That's very ominous.
So, Hyder. That's why he was late.
Remember the drama-free Orioles spring training?
Yeah.
That was 24 hours ago.
24 hours ago.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, I asked Daniel Allen Tuck about it. I put it in the rundown for tomorrow. My spider senses were starting to tingle on Gunnar Henderson. I was going to give it till Friday before I went DEFCON because I'm like, if he doesn't play by Friday and they don't give any update, that's a problem. And if he doesn't play by Friday and they give an update, it's probably not going to be the greatest update in the world. And here we go.
And Westberg just needs one of your mattresses.
Well, eventually. I can hook you up.
Yeah.
I know some people. Sam, our sales guy, knows some people. Tracy at Mattress Warehouse was amazing. You get yourself one of these zero gravity mattresses like I have, Westy, it'll change your life.
Coming
if you've got dogs, your dogs will like it.
Coming up next, we look at the bullpen.
Mattresswarehouse.com.
After we hit the hot corner. How are we feeling
good
about this
out,
bullpen, and especially with the kid? Not only is there Gunnar bad news and potentially Grayson bad news, but we've got some Kittredge bad news. How's
really?
The bullpen? Well, he turned the knee in the thing and the stuff, so we'll get that for you next here on the Fan.
I thought it's a nothing burger.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.